This next segment is I Spy with My Little Eyes, Clues to Tectonics. So this is not going to be particularly well organized, and as we drive along, we're just going to notice it. I Spy with My Little Eyes, Great Salt Lake. Great Salt Lake is a major clue to what is down and what is up, because water flows downhill. Topography is giving a clue to tectonics, because tectonics rules. And tectonics makes things, is a sweeping generalization, higher and lower. So the location of Great Salt Lake is a real clue that we have a place to put the water. Now, not every lake has the same reasons for it. But in the basin and range, the basins are the result of active tectonics, and specifically extensional tectonics. And that's what I spy with my eyes. I spy with my little eyes ranges. The ranges of the basin and range run north-south. They also are quite interesting in that they tend to be low on the north end and low on the south end and high in the middle. And you say, aren't all mountains like that? No, they're not. That's very characteristic of our kind of extensional tectonics. So I see that as well. Now, the north-south is a clue to tectonics because there's a major fault zone on each side of the range. Sometimes it's active and sometimes it's less active. But the reason that we have ranges is that we've dropped the basins. Now, I know lots of you aren't going to like that. You're going to want to cram the mountains up. But basically, the mountains are floating. They float nice and high in their own way. The whole region does. And the valleys drop. And I just made a minor error there. Not minor, a serious error. The region as a whole floats. But these individual mountains aren't floating separately. They're like a raft. And that's a little sophisticated, and I'm sorry that I went there. We spy with our little eyes evidence of drainage through the mountains, and notice how none of the rivers really make it all the way through, although there are some features that are almost parallel on both sides. So along the Wasatch Front, we talk about half canyons, quarter canyons, and through canyons. There are no really through canyons. Middle Fork, you can drive all the way through, but this territory is half canyons and quarter canyons, meaning they're kind of stubby. And notice that out in the front of them, there are these major, what are called alluvial fans. An alluvial fan is a landform. It's formed by flash flood deposits coming out in our relatively dry environment. During the ice ages, you might have had quote-unquote deltas. Deltas are a landform that are created by water depositing material in water, whereas an alluvial fan is created by water rushing out of a canyon and depositing it. Notice how these deposits are putting quote-unquote sediments in the valley. And so one of the great clues to tectonics here is the sediments. So sediments are loose. They're deposited by wind, water, glacial ice, ground failure, or humans. And in particular, in Tooele Valley, they've been deposited by water. The water from the canyons. And there's more and more and more of them. And that is a clue to tectonics, because it means you got a place to put them, you got a place to put them, you got a place to put them. And to have a place to put them, you got to have a process, and the process is tectonics. And just to go back to the idea of the distribution of sediments versus bedrock, sediments are the story of the present. So when we're talking about the present pattern of sediments, we're really getting clues to the present pattern of tectonics. And if I can just say, the big concept of today is, don't confuse the tectonics of the past with the tectonics of the present. Tectonics rules. It's ruled in the past and it's ruled in the present, but Tooele's tectonics of the past, really dominated by compressional evidence, and the tectonics of the present are dominated by extensional. So let's see if our eyes can spot evidence of tectonics of the past. I'm going to look for layering. The way I look for layering, if I were in the Colorado Plateau, I would just let my eyes swing left and right and catch the patterns. In Tooele, I usually zigzag up and down the mountains until I see a layer that looks like I can follow it. And notice that a layer is three-dimensional, so I'm not expecting to see layers that I expect to see in the Colorado Plateau. So to look for layers, I look along the profile and I try to see, does anything look like a sort of tilted book? Just as I'm looking along the skyline. And it happens that where I am now, I'm not seeing it, but sometimes I do. So for Grand Salon Farnsworth Peak, I usually can spot the layering there. And on Deseret Peak, I can always spot it. Oh, I don't mean to sound smug. And when there's just a fresh skiff of sands of snow, I just see those layers. Other times I have to let my eyes wander, and just staying horizontal won't work. Now, of course, if you stay horizontal, you may spot the layering of Lake Bonneville, but we're not doing Lake Bonneville for the tectonics of the past. So I look along ridge crests. Sometimes I'll spot just a series of patterns of horizontal layers. And then what I do is I mentally, and sometimes physically, do the geologist salute. So the geologist salute is to use your hand to mimic the tilt of the rocks that you see. And if you're driving along and you see someone sort of using their hands saluting, they might be listening to some kind of book on tape where they're recreating their military past, but they are more likely to be a geologist because you get the sense of the three-dimensional layering. And Tooele, you can see it. You can see it by patterns of the grasses. You can see it by patterns of the colors of the rocks. And Tooele is heavy-duty complex. So the bedrock, meaning firm, coherent, continuously attached to Earth's crust, the solid crust, is telling you about the past. And so these layering of the bedrock is telling you about the past. But let's do another I spy with my little eyes of the present. So a fault scarp, almost, I think Tooele has the best fault scarps in terms of numbers of them. Oh, Nevada's going to try to compete. Oh, shucks. Well, I still think Tooele just might have the best in terms of accessible, in terms of curiosity, in terms of being able to see fault scarps. So once again, a fault scarp is a landform. It's an expression of a fault surface. So fault scarps generally are subtle features because they're evidence of an unusual event, meaning a surface rupturing earthquake, that is then worked upon by erosion and deposition over time. So a fault scarp is a landform that's an expression of a fault at the surface. And Tooele has them in where you can see them. But you kind of have to spot them at the right time of day. So when the sun is in the morning on the east, I look for fault scarps in Tooele, particularly along the northern end of the Okers. So on the western side of the Okers, as I'm chugging along on I-80, of course I'm not driving, and I look for them where they will be crossing an alluvial fan. So an alluvial fan is this landform that comes out of the canyons, and it tends to be a bit of a cone. And if you have a cone and you slice it with a knife, you end up with a feature that, gosh, I probably had to make a picture of it, but it's sort of broader at one end, and then it narrows up at the top of it, and then is broad on the other end. And what's important about that is that the expression, when you're looking at it, looks as if it's rising and then falling, even though it's just a knife edge cutting through a cone. And the reason that that's important is it looks different than a shoreline. So in Tooele, it's really a fun game for those of us who love fault scarps to see if we can tell the difference between shorelines of Lake Bonneville, which will be horizontal and they'll follow contour lines and they'll be at a given level of Lake Bonneville, which wasn't that long ago, versus the fault scarp, which will cut the alluvial fan and look like a shoreline that's gone wacko. It will look as though the shoreline rises and falls, and shorelines don't do that. And so fault scarps are really nifty, and we will see one at the mouth of Ophir Canyon. We just started talking about cirques. And tectonic has, Tooele County has its cirques in the high places of Deseret Peak and some of the other high areas of the ranges of the basin and range. Cirques are not a tectonic feature, but it is very interesting to some people who study earthquakes today how the middle part of the ranges tend to be high, and we tend to look for whether they're symmetrical, whether the ridge of the range is symmetrical on the east side and west side. So a cirque per se is not a clue to tectonics, but they need to be explained, including tectonics, because tectonics rules. And so if something is inconsistent with tectonics, you probably ought to rethink it. So cirques aren't a direct clue. Don't want you to be saying, Genevieve says cirques are a clue to tectonics, but they aren't. But explaining why high places are high, why low places are low, is one of the things that geophysicists and people interested in tectonics do. So what are some of my favorite places in Tooele in terms of clues to tectonics? The Stansbury Mountains are a tectonic feature. They're a range of the basin and range. At their northern end, just at the northeastern end, is the mine at Flux. That is a great place to see nearly vertical beds. The north end of the Ochres is a great place to see the nearly, well, they're not just vertical, there's some really sharp bends, scrunching. And this is in bedrock. So bedrock, story of the past, Flux, story of the past. Remember, the big concept here is the story of the past is not the story of the present. And the ranges of the basin and range are the story, have the story of the past and the present, and it's going to be really easy to not keep them clear. So I'll keep reminding you, bedrock's a story of the past. When you see the tilting, that's past. When you see the valleys and the north-south ranges, that's the story of the present, and that's extension. So today's early October in 2016. I just can't tell you the joy that a skiff of snow brings for me. So we happen to be heading south, and we're in the community of Stockton, and further south I see the Sheeprock Range and the Onaquai and the Stansberries and the Ochres. But today I get to see, just because there's a little bit of snow on the edge of the Onaquai, I may not pronounce those correctly, just layering. And it's because of the albedo of the rocks. So the first snows, just, if you live in Tooele, celebrate tectonics, because you're going to be able to see the layering. Once you see the layering, you can figure out, has it been tilted? This is bedrock. This would be tectonics of the past. Tectonics rules. So I'm going to assume you're closing in, getting to Ophir, and that we'll see you at the intersection. And there'll be other clues, but for the moment, I think you're ready to witness tectonics past and tectonics present in Tooele, in this place at Ophir, where, let's see if you can imagine this. We're going to see tectonics of the present at the mountain front, range front. I'm going to see tectonics of the past as we drive through the bedrock to Ophir, and then a little bit beyond to the city park.